Italy, we have every day a football match. We are 60, 70, 80,000 spectators. But if we host the finals of the Champions League, half of the stadium is probably occupied by the supporters of two teams which are coming from different countries with different diseases, with different behavioral patterns, different way of being supporting the team. That may require specific attention because the risks are different.
So mass gatherings are events that attract visitors from outside the borders of the specific country?
Mass gatherings are those events that are so difficult in risks.
What are some of the health risks or diseases that could be associated with mass gatherings?
All of those diseases that, for instance, are communicable or highly communicable, meningitis, measles, all of those are gastro-related. But also you may have heat stress, where the temperature of the games are particularly high. Of course, the opposite is true. So the analysis and the planning for any mass gathering is done managing and planning for the risks that are endemic, present in the country or in the host systems, or brought, like diseases or like behavior of certain funds, from the outside.
Has there been any significant health risks or disease outbreaks that have been associated with mass gatherings in the recent past?
There were, for instance, large outbreaks of meningitis in the Hajj. They were an example of a disease like flu, seasonal flu, that happened in the last World Youth Day in Sydney. That was done during the summer. In Australia, is winter season, it's cold. So most of the youth visiting, several of them, took the seasonal flu. When they traveled back to Europe or to the North America or to Africa, they brought back a seasonal flu totally out of season because here was summer. So the risks in itself was a combination of the disease and the characteristics and the outbreak that could be created off the normal partners.
And what kind of preparedness do you think governments have put in place, or are governments prepared for any eventualities of outbreak of diseases associated with mass gatherings?
This is the excellent point and the crux of the question. On one end, we have a larger attention of the media and the politician, larger amount of funding, and this is an opportunity for the health system and for the overall country system to build the legacy after the event, not just the stadium, but a way of working together under pressure. In the past, we observed that in the planning for the risk mitigations, in disposition on the ambulances, enhancing the tests, in preparing the messaging for the visitors, enhancing the capacity of laboratory tests, all of those should be planned in a way to leave the system better off after the games. We call that legacy. And for instance, we are working with the Olympic Committee and the FIFA and the UEFA hard to make sure that the planning and the running of mass gatherings are done in a way that the overall health systems in the country is better off and that the legacy is enhanced.